A new book looks into the tunes that put the roar in the roaring 20s. WRTI's Susan Lewis spoke with the author.
New Orleans-style music ushered in the decade. Jelly Roll Morton's Jelly Roll Blues was published in 1915 and recorded in 1926, when the music business was shifting its focus from sales of sheet music to sales of records.
Now that the real market for a song is not for the parlor, but for the professional singer or musician, now the composers could really get into it and write more complicated melodies.
Musician and Rowan University music professor Bob Rollins is the author of Tunes of the 20s, a compilation of stories and information on 250 songs from the 20s, as well as years on either side of that decade. It was, says Rollins, an era of experimentation.
They were exploring the creative possibilities before the rules were in place.
In recording sessions in the mid to late 20s, Louis Armstrong explored improvisation with his groups, the Hot Five and the Hot Seven.
There's no more important group of recordings than those 90 or so sides he recorded between 1926 and 1929.
The exploration would continue beyond the decade as tunes were interpreted by different performers. And who made this cover of Bugle Call Rag? Those aren't bugles you hear. That's the Mills Brothers in 1932. Before they made it big singing pop hits, they performed as an a cappella jazz band.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.